This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The anxieties of Britain's ruling conservatives about how Anglo-American relations may unfold under a Joe Biden administration were partly calmed midweek when President-elect Joe Biden chose to phone Prime Minister Boris Johnson ahead of conversations with France's Emmanuel Macron and Germany's Angela Merkel. The two spoke for around 25 minutes. Britain's newspapers and Downing Street officials privately appeared gleeful that Mr. Biden phoned the Prime Minister ahead of speaking with Ireland's Michael Martin. In the meantime, economically speaking, Treasury Chief in the UK, Rishi Sunak, says the British economy remains nearly 10% smaller at the end of the third quarter than it was at the end of 2019.
Today's figures show that the economy was recovering over the summer, but that recovery slowed coming into the autumn. It's likely that that slowdown continued, given the necessary restrictions we've had to put in place more recently to control the spread of the virus.
U.S. unemployment benefit claims declined again last week, the Labor Department reported today, but the country's recent surge in coronavirus cases poses a new threat to the world's biggest economy. The U.S. Special Representative for Iran insisted today that a pressure campaign of sanctions targeting Iran would persist into the administration of Joe Biden, even as the incoming president has pledged to potentially return America to Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers.
So even if you went back to the JCPOA, and even if the Iranians were willing to return in the sense of exporting this newly enriched uranium, you would not have solved these really fundamental questions of whether the Iran is going to be permitted to violate long-term commitments it has made to the world community, to the IAEA.
This is VOA News. Pro-democracy lawmakers in Hong Kong staged one final act of defiance in the city's legislative council today before going through with mass resignations over the dismissal of four of their colleagues. Lam Chuk Ting unfurled a banner from a balcony of the chamber denouncing Chief Executive Carrie Lam as the legislature gaveled into session. 15 pro-democracy lawmakers pledged to resign en masse on Wednesday, hours after four of their colleagues were disqualified by the government. The quartet's dismissal came after a Chinese legislative committee ruled that Hong Kong's government could disqualify any lawmaker believed to be a threat to national security without going through the courts. Well, it's the first of many appointments to come. Projected President-elect Joe Biden has selected his former chief of staff, Ron Klain, to serve in the same position for a Biden presidency. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Klain not only served as then Vice President Joe Biden's chief of staff, he for former Vice President Al Gore. Klain was tabbed to lead the White House response to the Ebola outbreak 2014 and played a central role in the Obama administration's economic recovery plan in 2009. Biden says that Klain's longtime experience in Washington has prepared him for the challenge of the coronavirus pandemic, a struggling economy, and the partisan divide in Congress. Klain tweeted out he will give his all to lead a talented and diverse team in a Biden-Harris White House. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United States set another single-day record for the number of COVID-19 infections yesterday. Data compiled by the COVID Tracking Project shows that more than 144,000 new cases were reported across the U.S., surpassing the more than 136,000 new cases recorded just the day before. Another 1,421 people died yesterday, pushing the seven-day average over 1,000. Texas has become the first U.S. state with more than 1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, and California is nearing that mark as a surge of infections engulfs the country. Across the U.S., over 10.3 million cases have been recorded. Ghana's former leader Jerry Rawlings has died at the age of 73. That according to a source at the presidency a little bit earlier today. Mr. Rawlings seized power twice in military coups, but went on to bring democratic rule to the West African country. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News. We'll be right back.